Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and let's talk about win-win situations and how you can create a win-win for everybody, and mainly for yourself, because we're winners and we win. And if you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive coach. I help people create the life of their dreams in their professional life, in their romantic life, in their body. If you are ready to take your life to the next level, I want to support you in every way possible. Take a look at my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click work with me, and there will be a drop-down listing all of my services. Okay, let's talk about win-win. I want to start here. I want you to always hold the mindset that there is a way for me to win. In this, in our society, that if you use the word winning, then there has to be a loser. But not necessarily so. That's not. There are competitive sports where the nature of it that there is someone who gets less points. Okay, we'll take that. But even that, I don't think they're a loser. It's just they signed up for that, and that's the way they're playing, and that's the way the game's going. Doesn't mean they're losing. But I want you to always put yourself in a place where you will feel like a winner. And it's a feeling. It's not based on anything outside of you. It's based on the wisdom, the guidance, the thought, the instinct within you that feels like, yeah, I won in this situation. Doesn't mean there needs to be a loser. So we're going to change the concept that if you're winning, does not mean somebody else has to lose. I think where we can break this down more specifically, you have a sip of tea. We think about it with money. If I'm making a lot of money, that means somebody else isn't. That's not true. I don't know where that concept came from. It's not true, because that's operating under the paradigm of lack. There is not enough. And there is always enough. There is always enough if we're willing to believe that there is. There is no lack other than what our mind wants to perceive. And we live in a world that teaches us lack. But we don't have to buy into it. We can make different choices for ourselves. So how do you choose to win? Well, only do what feels good. With that being said, in the process of living, there will be things that don't always feel good. Abraham Hicks calls that contrast, right? And think of those as opportunities to step into greater levels of feeling good. So it doesn't mean you're losing. It just means that you've entered into a new space in which you can welcome in something that feels even better than you could possibly imagine. And all you have to do is figure out what that is. Next, don't accept everything at face value. Right? Even though this wisdom I'm sharing with you, take it in, process it, find a way to make it work in your life. Leave what you don't need, keep what is working. That's how you win, right? So give up the need to just accept things as they are. Like, oh, this is the way everybody does it, so I have to do it that way too. No, you don't. You don't. And the more peace that you can feel around this, the more peace that you can feel about finding your own way there, and even if that doesn't look like the way everybody else is doing it, or the way your mom told you to do it, or the way your friends are doing it, or the way it would make your spouse happy, you still have to do it your own way. Feel into it, process. And when I say process, really looking at the limiting beliefs, letting go of those limiting beliefs, being compassionate, forgiving yourself, and then moving forward, coming up with a new way of approaching this situation. How does this look? All right, so maybe, as a matter of fact, I was having this conversation this morning. There are lots of paths for how to lose weight. not every one of those paths are going to work for every person. And so if you decide to invent your own routine, maybe you've been working at the weight loss game a long time and you found, oh, at this time this works, and at this time this works, and at this time this works. So what if I took on a different approach? Okay. And you made up your own routine that feels right to you. Tweak a routine or you tweak a plan. That's how you stop accepting and you start positioning yourself in a place where you can win. It's trusting your intuition. It's trusting what you know to be true about your life. And if you're following your heart, if you're doing what feels inherently right to you, if you're trusting in your truth, then you'll always be in a place to win. Okay, next way to always win. Always be willing to learn. Learn, grow, expand. Learn, grow, expand. And I think that there are some universal wisdoms that will carry you through life. And then I think with each stage, you're going to learn something new. You're going to expand into a new way of being. And don't be afraid to break down the whole paradigm. Right? The paradigm, the way in which you've been approaching the world, the way in which you were raised, until it works for you. But I think at the core of it, intuitively, you know what is right. And give yourself permission to trust that wisdom. You have permission to trust your intuition. If you trust your intuition, you will be divinely supported. I think sometimes we wind up in situations where we lose because we might be getting intuitive guidance as to what actions to take, what direction to go, a way in which to perceive a situation. And then we don't feel confident enough to trust that intuition. And so we don't act on it. But you will be supported if you act on your intuitive information. It's much harder, though, to feel supported or know what that support would feel like when you are going against what you know to be true, what intuitive information that you're being given. Yeah. The intuition's always right. It's always right. It's always right. It's always right. It's always right. We might misinterpret it. We might ignore it, but the intuition's always right. That is your divine source. That is your divine source. Okay. How to always win. Let's keep going here. Take care of yourself. You always want to win. Make sure you're making you the priority in your life. You know, whether you have kids or a parent you're caring for, you can always make a choice that enables you to take care of yourself first and foremost. Sacrificing for the good of another is never divine. Now, I know, you know, people go to war and they choose to put themselves on the line for their country. But I think even within that, that person has an inherent desire. It's fulfilling a purpose within them, assuming they're doing it because they truly feel led to do it. So it's not really for the good of the society. I don't think their martyr, being a martyr, is helpful to anyone. And I don't think anybody really great was a martyr. I don't think Gandhi was a martyr. Or Jesus, I think that there was something within them that made them make the choices and decisions that they made, something that was driving them. Yeah, it's never soulful to say, oh, I'm going to abandon myself and put somebody else over me. And we do this without even knowing it most of the time. We are so unconscious of all the times that we put somebody else's feelings above our own. And catch yourself, because it'll feel weird. I do believe that there's not a great sense of light and comfort when you're putting somebody else's needs over your own. And so feel into that and don't just ignore it. I know all the times that I've done that, it always feels fucked up on some level. Whether or not I'm choosing to acknowledge it, that's one thing, right? Especially if I grew up with a programming that you are supposed to do that. So there's nothing noble about that. Nobody says in any spiritual text that you're supposed to do that, put risk your well-being for another. So pay attention. You'll know if it feels right, if you're doing it genuinely for your highest and greatest good. And then another piece to this, I'm in a coaching program, and there's a component of the program that's a Facebook group, and someone had posted that they're working through the program and they wish their spouse would do it too. And, their spouse has a lot of messed up beliefs. And I do think as a spouse, you are very aware of where your partner is energetically. And it is you can't ignore that. You're around them. There is an energetic agreement that was made when you made that commitment. So yeah, it's almost like you become one. But in that, that person still has free will. And so everybody was like, you do it or give him some of the material and he'll come around. No, he may not come around. You are not putting yourself in a win-win position if you are basing your well-being around somebody else, right? Because they may not come around, and that's their choice. The minute that you start to ignore someone's ability to exercise their free will, you are going to lose. But if you stay in a place of openness and awareness, knowing, hey, they can make a different choice at any time, I can make a different choice at any time, you will stay in a place of power. Yeah. Okay. I know some of this was, I was like, how does this woman have any friends? I do. I'm aware of all of it. But I know that the quality of our relationships is based on the quality of our relationship with ourselves. And the more you can feel peace around who you are, what you came this planet to do, the more you can interact with others from that same level of peace. Okay, how to put yourself in win-win. Take care of your finances. Yo, you can do it however way you want, but have a relationship with your finances. And that feels good to you. It feels good, really, truly good to you, where you feel empowered, where you feel as if you were in a state of overflow. That's scary for some of you, to imagine that you could have that much freedom and liberation around your finances. But every day I want you to work in the direction of that. And then you'll always be in a win-win, right? We live in if you're here in the U.S., we live in a capitalist society. We can't pretend that money is not important. And the more that you find your own unique relationship with money that works for you, the greater levels of fulfillment you will have. Put yourself in a win-win. Don't give your power, your financial power over to anyone. Not your spouse, not your mother, not your peer group. You stay in control, not even your career. Don't give your financial well-being over to anyone. Okay, so win-win. I had to pause for a minute. Okay, win-win. Realize some people are going to be jerks. This is my next point. There will be jerks in the world. You get to decide how you want to deal with them. And you can let it. I don't think ever ignore a jerk. Whoever gave that wisdom, I think, was bonkers. You can't ignore a jerk. You have to actively do something, but you can't control what they're going to do. So you have to make a choice and decision for you that is uplifting and inspiring and joyful. Period. That's it. And so, yes, it sucks when jerks show up. but it's an opportunity to fully and completely step into your power and say, you know what? I don't have to be around a jerk. I can make a choice that makes me feel good. Right? It's that easy. I wouldn't believe. I mean, it's a hard, yeah, I'm like, totally, I'm an energetically sensitive person, and I'm kind, and, you know, I probably am wrestling with the wound of being liked still on some level. So it's difficult for me to stand and say, oh, you're a jerk right now. I don't have to deal with you. That's difficult. But every time that I do, every time I choose to get away from a jerk, make sure the energy, the output of a jerk is not affecting me in any negative sense, I always feel better. So you're in control. You're in control of how you do your life, and it can be really fun. But you don't ignore a jerk. You don't pretend like it's not there. Ugh, I hate that wisdom. I hate it. Ignore them, which on some level you're saying ignore your feelings. No, no. Always be aware of how you feel. Always be aware of how you feel. That's another way to win, is be aware of your feelings. Doesn't mean you need to act on all those feelings. Doesn't mean that those feelings mean something significant. Sometimes that is intuitive information. You need to pay attention to your feelings. It's always something to feel into. Let it move through you and decide if you want it to dictate your actions. And you can go back and say, okay, where did this feeling come from? What thought was I thinking that led to me feeling this way? And then next level, what belief am I holding that led to the thought, that led to the feeling, that led to the action? That's really how you win-win. And if you can align all those, you're going to feel fantastic. I talked about that yesterday on the podcast. So there can always be a win-win. There is always a way. I love... There's a Danielle Laporte truth bomb that, or maybe it's from Firestarter Sessions, but it's a beautiful piece on, let me pull, see if I can find it, on being exceptional. And if you decide that you're exceptional, there will always be exceptions made for you. If you decide that you are exceptional, then exceptions are always made. Exceptions are made, make them, ask for them. Yeah, if you just live in your own world and know that. I said this to my mother, this is helpful to another soul, that for most of us, probably a lot of people listening to this program, the world wasn't designed to work for you. But you can make this world work if you choose to make it work for you. It wasn't designed for you. So if you're playing just the status quo, you might always feel a little behind. You might always feel a little defeated. You might always feel in victimhood, right? Because it was designed to be that way, you know? But if you choose to be empowered, you can always find a way to make the world work for you and make the world work for you in a way that feels comfortable, in a way that feels enlivening, and in a way that feels like you're winning, which is the whole purpose of this podcast, right? How to create a win-win. So winners win. So decide you're a winner. Winners win. It's all working. It's all working. That's like my message this week. It's all working if you decide it's working, right? One more story here. I was talking to my mom about some of these things, and she reminded me of a family friend who had played in the NFL, and she said he was the first person that made it seem like it's easy to play in the NFL. And she said, he described it as, you know, we go to practice and then we play this game once a week and then you go out and do your business and it's all easy. It was the first time I had heard anybody say that. And he wound up having a long career and then retired and moved into other things. But I said, because he decided that it was going to be easy. There's so many people that tell the story that playing in the NFL or playing at a high level is so hard. But if you decide it's really easy, that's how it starts, right? It starts with how you decide you're going to believe it's going to go for you. It's not, the world is happening through you, not to you. You know, I said that a lot on this program. So decide that life is going to go well for you. Even get more specific, tell yourself how it's going to go. So I'll jam with you on one. Okay, I was playing with, okay, I sell 10,000 books a month, right? I'm just throwing these numbers out. And I was feeling into all the different numbers. And I was like, okay, what would that look like if I was doing that? Okay, what would the total be over this period of time? Like, I was feeling into all of the options to come up with what I wanted that number to be. But in order for me to even have that thought process with myself, I had to start to believe that my books sell, period. Not, are they going to sell? Will they sell? Oh, please, God, let them sell. I had to start saying to myself every single day, of course, they sell. Okay, the next layer is, how much do I want them to sell? And this is how you really start to create your reality. You have to decide that you live in an abundant universe and you can make however much you want to make and you can be in the type of relationship you want to be in and you can run the type of business that you want to run and you can have the level of wellness and fitness that you desire. Then you go to figuring out the specifics of that. And then you look at your, you know, I think the reason why we teach you to start with a goal is because then that's how you get to see where your beliefs are not supporting the goal. And the goal is not arbitrary. I believe that most desires, I think there's a small fraction that are based on wanting to fit in and wanting to be loved or wanting from the wound, essentially. But for the most part, I think our desires are genuine, right? The core essence of our desires are of God. And so then you have to look, you know, the next layer is look at limiting beliefs. The reason why I say the reason why I believe we go there next in the process is you have to see how far away you are from what it is that is truly you. And the more that you become you, the less limiting beliefs you're going to have around a desire, right? So every day, spend time with yourself, get to know yourself, feel into it. Yes, at times some things will feel uncomfortable, but ask yourself why. And if you can consistently reach a place of, that's interesting. This is how I want to feel. Oh, this is how I want to, this is what, how I want to think. This is what I believe. If you can play that game with yourself, okay, I'm feeling this way. What was I thinking? Well, then what is the belief? Okay, let's change the belief. And then you become it. Yes. So believe that whatever you want is possible. Get clear about what it is that you want. And then retrain your brain to believe, to know, to vibrate with the new reality you wish for yourself. And then you will always win, win, win. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you were looking for a coach, I would love to support you. I help you work through these concepts, but in a very moment-by-moment, in-your-life way, right? This stuff is not far away. If you've come to this program at this time, that means that there is something specific that is occurring in your life in which you need this information, you need this wisdom. You don't need all of it. You need the one little piece in this podcast that was of service to you. Yeah, that's how we work in coaching. Is that you'll get the piece that you need in rapid succession so that you can elevate into the life that you want, whatever it is. You want to be in a relationship? Let's do it. You want to make millions of dollars? Because why not? How fun is that? Then let's do it. You want to start a business? Let's do it. You want to have a baby? Let's do it. Whatever it is that you desire, I'm here to support you. I'm not going to tell you no. I'm going to help you figure out how to get it. just solely from action, but primarily from changing the way you see yourself, changing the way you think, changing the way you feel, and then receiving divine wisdom so you know exactly what to do. And I walk you through that entire process, moment by moment by moment. So if you're ready to change your life, I want to support you in that. Consider my packages. Massive Results is a great place to start. Up Level is also a really great place to start. If you are looking for fame and influence in your career, you want to win-win in that way, consider that package. That's also listed on my website. I also have courses that can be really beneficial. All my courses come with email support. So it's like coaching, but over email. It's really great. You can ask a question. I respond back. Lately, I've been recording my answers. We can have a dialogue that way. If you're enrolled in one of my courses over the duration of the time frame of your course, you get email support. And then you can always book a single session with me, and we can spend 60 to 90 minutes jamming about whatever's going on that you are ready to clear out, release, expand, grow, get clear, receive divine guidance as to what action to take. So check me out, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click work with me. Until next time, thank you for listening. This is awesome. I appreciate you so, and I look forward to the next time that we are together.